I'm not going to spend a long, we're going to, one of the things you guys are grateful for is I'm not going to be spending as long this morning preaching from God's Word. Normally, so we're going to be back in 1 Peter next week. We're going to be in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8, continuing our series through that book next week. And if you are visiting with us this morning or relatively new, we normally, we preach through the Bible just a book at a time. We just take the next passage. We just go passage by passage and look at just what is the text call us to do, and what's the main point of the passage, and then how are we called to apply that individually and corporately. And we're going to be back at that next week, but want to take time just to read, highlighting kind of, because this morning is, I think, unusual for us, but it's a significant morning for us as a church every year, where we gather to hear different testimonies and give thanks for what God is doing in our midst and individually and corporately. But we always want to be centered around the Word of God. So though it'll be shorter, we want to take time to preach a short message from the Word of God, because we always gather around the Word. We are always under the Word. The Word ultimately forms our identity and unifies us as a people. And so more than us speaking this morning, we want to hear God speak through His Word. And since we are under this book, we are gladly under this book. And so this book is how we see Jesus Christ most clearly and what we're called to do as a people. So I want to take time just to read Psalm 115, and I have a few thoughts on it. But let's go ahead and stand as we read God's Word together. We stand as a way of just showing our reverence and honor for the Word of God. We're going to be reading all of Psalm 115. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory. For the sake of your steadfast love and your faithfulness, why should the nation say, "Where is their God?" Our God is in the heavens. He does all that He pleases. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of human hands. They have mouths but do not speak, eyes but do not see. They have ears but do not hear, noses but do not smell. They have hands but do not feel, feet but do not walk, and they do not make a sound in their throat. Those who make them become like them. So do all who trust in them. O Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. You who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord has remembered us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, both the small and the great. May the Lord give you increase, you and your children. May you be blessed by the Lord who made the heaven and earth. The heavens are the Lord's heavens, but the earth He has given to the children of men. The dead do not praise the Lord, nor do any who go down into the silence. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. Well, you may be seated. Just want to draw our attention to a couple of verses in particular, because I think it highlights what we're doing this morning and sort of some of the uniqueness of what we're doing. But in verse 1, where it says, "Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory for the sake of your steadfast love and your faithfulness." One of the things we see as he's talking about us, and this isn't about us, all the things we're sharing, it's not ultimately about us and about our faithfulness, about what we've accomplished, what we've done. But this psalm is written, right? It's written to a people. It's written to a people who are gathered together. So although it's written to each of us, right, it's for each of us individually, this is about a corporate people gathering together and praising the Lord. And so though it certainly applies for each of us, there's a way that it's written for all of us in a particular way as we gather and recount the deeds of the Lord. But one of the things we see here is, right, as he's talking about, not to our names, but for the sake of your faithfulness and your steadfast love, we're declaring what the Lord is doing. We're declaring, who, right, in the psalm, he declares, okay, here's the worthless idols of man, and here's what the Lord, who's here the Lord is, that he is the maker of the heavens and the earth. He is the God who remembers his covenant faithfulness to his people. There's something about the Lord is magnified when we declare together who he is. That when we praise him for what he is, there's a way that, in a sense, he's magnified in an increased way, and our hearts are built up in an increased way than just feeling thanks privately, right? We can thank God privately in our heart, and we can thank God privately sort of in our own prayer time, and the Lord is magnified. But there's something about that in an increased way, God's people gathering together and declaring who he is and reminding one another of who he is, that brings greater glory to him and helps us see him more clearly. There's a lot, I'm not going to get into this, it was a fuller sermon, I might, but there's a lot we could talk about the nature of corporate worship, right? There's a reason we gather to remind ourselves of who He is, to sing praises to Him together, because there's just something that He is magnified in that, and we are built together when we do that. So what this morning is partly an attempt to do is to not just privately remember who He is for my own personal building up, but that so we can be built up as God's people, remind one another of what He is doing in our midst. Main verse I want to highlight, though, is verse 12 and 13, where it simply says, "The Lord has remembered us. He will bless us. He will bless those who fear the Lord, both the small and the great." Our story as a church, and individually those of us who are walking with Him and know Him, call to Him as Savior, is that He has remembered us, that he will bless us, right? All the individual stories that we're going to hear this morning, and I don't know what they're going to be, right? But like all the stories that are coming are the Lord has remembered us. Every Sunday we gather, He is with us. He is remembering. So He remembered us throughout the week. He worked in us throughout the week. And then He's bringing and He's calling us together and He's working in us. The Lord, each and every week, each and every day, is remembering us as His people. And one of the things we need to see, though, that when He talks about the Lord is remembering us, we're not talking about the Lord's memory like He kind of forgets certain facts, like, oh, right, what's the square root of 9? Like, oh, yeah, I don't remember that. Like, this is, he has a special looking out for it. He knows all things all the time, like all the facts of all the created universe, all the facts of anything possible, all the facts of anything hypothetical. He always has that on his mind. Like, it's not like he forgets some things and remembers some things in that way. It's that he has a special looking out for us. There's a special way. His remembering is this communal, relational. He remembers us. He looks. His heart is inclined towards His people. He has a relational knowledge of us, and He keeps us in His mind every moment of every day. But I just want to note that when we read that at first, that should kind of have a pause in our mind when we think, okay, the Lord remembers us. Adam, the Lord remembers you. Something should sort of trigger in our mind, like, wait, is that a good thing or a bad thing? Right? I'm reminded of when I was a kid. By the way, I know pastors are supposed to be examples. So any stories that I share before I met Mrs. Campbell are like stories of what not to do, and then post Mrs. Campbell. It's a mixed record, but some of those would be worth. But I remember one time I was in eighth grade, and it was pretty late in the school year, and teacher called my mom because I bombed this test. And bombing test wasn't the norm, but like me doing poorly in algebra was not like that particularly uncommon. But what had been discovered was a group of us had bombed the test, like we'd all bombed the test together, because none of us knew the material, because one kid in our group did all the algebra homework, and we would just go in like each school day and like just copy the algebra homework. And so then when test time came, it was revealed that like I have no idea what we're looking at. Like it was a bunch of question marks, and like, you know when the teachers say to like show your work, and you clearly don't know how to show your work, so you just write a lot of X's and numbers and draw arrows and hope like, well, look, I drew some things. And so anyway, terrible on this test. And like there was a morning where my mom kind of like was like, figured out, like, wait, you've been doing this all year, you know, but she was, like, late for work, so she just had this, just need to deal with this when I get home. So that whole rest of the day was just me, like, maybe my mom will just forget. Maybe she won't remember when she gets home, like, this big thing that was taking place, right? So my whole day was spent, I'm hoping she doesn't remember this very thing that we had. Listen, when we think of the Lord remembering us, something should go, wait a minute. We're a sinful people, and He's a holy God. His remembering of us should lead to some trepidation, should lead to some fear. But here in verse 12, the Lord remembering us is nothing but good news. So why is His remembering us nothing but good news? It's because, what does He talk about then? Because he will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless all those who fear the Lord, Well, why is his remembering good news? Because he's not looking at us. He's not looking at our sinless record. He's not looking at sort of all the ways we fail to do things right throughout the week. He's not looking at all the ways we fail to do things throughout the year. What he's remembering is his promises to his people. So he sent his son into the world to rescue and redeem sinners. And then not just rescue and redeem sinners, but to call them together, to make them part of a family, to give them his Holy Spirit so that they can be daily transformed into more and more of his likeness. And he has called these people together. He has remembered this people. He has blessed this people. And so his remembering is not, here's all the ways we failed this year, all the ways that we were short of his standard. His remembering is, I remember my faithfulness. I remember my covenant. I remember my promises. I remember what Jesus Christ has done. So you as a people are blessed. You as a people are unified. You as a people are being transformed. So you as a people being remembered is nothing but the blessing of God. One of the things that I loved when Ryan was announcing all the fact that we're here and all that led up to us being here, and what a blessing and provision this building is and is testimony of, right? I just love that Ryan was starting. Like, one of the things we're grateful for is God's remembered us. He's seen us kind of through wandering from facility to facility, and he's remembered us. We're a small church. We're not sort of, you know, in the top 10 list of Anne Arundel churches that are going to have the most obvious impact in the community around them by some human metric. But the Lord's remembered us. But I just want to remind ourselves that his remembering of us is not new. It's not novel. He's been remembering this church for the last 11 years. He's planned this church for a long time, and he's been remembering us as a people for almost 11 years now. So I thought it'd be kind of cool, just thinking about how this building serves as a reminder of the testimony of God, but a testimony of just the remembering of God. I thought it'd be cool to think through for our buildings and to how God has been faithful in remembering us through each day. So if your first building, so if the first time you came to church, or you were born into when the church met at a baseball stadium, so who was here when the church met at a baseball, like who was part of that church? See, like, this is people who helped plant the church, who were in the early days of the church, right? And how God, now, who came? We met at Heather Hills. So who came when we met at Heather Hills? Or was born into, not, you don't have to be born at Heather Hills, maybe just born in the season of it. That would be, I don't want to hear that story. All right. Did anybody new come at the Etherton farm? Was anybody new? So that was our COVID car farm. Then who came? Virginia Commons. So this would be my family. First started coming, Virginia Commons. Right, so a bunch of people, Virginia Commons. And then here's one, elementary school. Who first started coming to elementary school? Yeah, so we have a group over here, elementary school. And then we have people, and I won't put them on the spot because they're visitors with us this morning, that their first Sunday is here. We've been here in the month of November, and they're here, right? Here's what we see. Like, one reason is, like, A, we can see, I think, I haven't been to all the facilities, but I've heard pretty universally, this facility is by far the best and the one that feels like home, and we are the one that particularly grateful for the way God has provided, and he has been faithful to us by bringing us here and all the provision that this facility represents. But each season, right, what was he doing? In all the years of place to place, he was adding members, he was bringing people into his body, and he was preserving a people through all the earthly transitions. God was remembering his people and adding members to his church, each member of his church, a gift from the resurrected Christ to his people. He's been remembering us year after year after year. And so even as we think of this building, and I am really deeply grateful for this building, it's not the pinnacle of his remembering. It's just one more note. He remembers his people. So it says, do what verse 18 says, we will bless the Lord. From this time forth and forevermore, we will praise the Lord. I think one application of that is we want to share how the Lord has remembered us, what he's doing in our midst, so that he receives all the glory, so that he receives all the praise. It's not about sort of living hope looking good. It's not about, boy, what a great church we are, how faithful we are. These are all testimonies of what God's doing in our midst, how God has remembered his people and has preserved a people. And so let's share together what God's been doing. Amen.